Well, the final major of 2018 in men's golf is played this week at the Bellerive Country Club in St. Louis in Missouri, the PGA Championship bringing to a close the major season. The Bellerive Country Club has previously held two major championships. In 1965, it was the host of the US Open, which was won by Gary Player, who, interestingly enough, defeated the Australian Cal Nagel in a playoff for the title. In 1992, Nick Price won the PGA Championship, and the last time a PGA Tour event was held here was in 2008 when the BMW Championship was played at this venue. Looking at the field, certainly looking at the more favoured players, Dustin Johnson, well, he's been inside the top three in four of his last five starts, including that great win in Canada a couple of weeks ago and a pretty good tournament last week where he stormed home in the final round after a slow start to the tournament. Justin Johnson has to be the favourite despite so many of his peers playing so well at the moment. He's at around about $10. He's the world number one. He's been just an outstanding form, and everything points towards him to be the favourite to win the title and the likely winner of the event. Justin Thomas is at $15. He is the defending champion. He was a comfortable winner at the Bridgestone last week. Like Johnson, he missed the cut at the Open Championship, but he did come back well at the Bridgestone last week and has to be a consideration to successfully defend his title. Rory McIlroy was sixth last week at the Bridgestone. He was second at the Open Championship. He's looking for his third PGA Championship title. He's at $13. Can't really fault his form at the moment. And he seems very close to being able to put it all together. And if he's able to do that, Rory McIlroy, if he gets everything on song this week, he'll be almost unbeatable, as he's shown on a couple of occasions in majors where he's won by eight shots, both at the US Open at Congressional in 2011 and at the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island, where he also won by eight shots. Brooks Koepka was fifth last week after he too had missed the cut at the Open Championship. He was the winner of the US Open. He's just an outstanding player. He's at $23. Jason Day, I think he showed last week that he was close to putting it all together. He's been a previous winner of this event, and not that it was at this venue, admittedly. It was at a different venue, a very different venue, because it was held at Whistling Straits. But I think Jason Day is really close to putting it all together himself, and if he's able to do that, then I think a second major championship title. Francesco Molinari, well, he's gotten his feet back on the ground, I think, to some extent, with the 39th place last week at the Bridgestone, but he had been first or second in five of his previous six starts, including that win of the Open Championship. I think perhaps a week back in tournament golf will help him to settle down after the, no doubt, euphoria of winning the Open Championship. He's at $31 as the Italian. John Rahm, well, he too missed a cut at the Open, but he was certainly better last week when he finished 17th at the Bridgestone. He's had a lot of good stuff for much of this year. He's really one of the most exciting young prospects in the game. He's at $26, hasn't yet won a major championship, but you'd imagine that that's not too far away. Justin Rose is at $23. He was second at the Open. He played beautifully there, didn't he? He did withdraw last week, however, and that's the concern about Justin Rose this week. If he's truly fit, then the quality of his play over the last few months tells the story of a guy that could do very well here. But there is that question mark about his fitness this week. So I'd imagine that's one of the reasons why he's at $23, because there's an element of doubt about him at the moment. And Paul Casey, well, I've had the chance to talk about him a bit over the last few weeks, haven't I? But he's at $51. I know he doesn't really contend at the very pointy end of tournaments a lot, but he's been in the mix on a number of occasions, including that win earlier in the year in the United States. But he's been in the mix on so many occasions, you'd have to think that at some stage he's going to round it off and get the job done. He's yet to win a major also, but he's a hell of a player as Paul Casey, and at $51, I think that is pretty good value. We've already mentioned Jason Day amongst the Australians. There are a few others that will be in the field, including the likes of Adam Scott, Cameron Smith, Mark Leishman, and a bit of a mystery, really, in many ways, Craig Hocknell, a man from Adelaide that's been in the States for quite a few years as a teaching professional in Arizona. He managed to get a start in this event via one of the PGA Teaching Professional Championships. So a great opportunity for him to be able to play against players of this quality. And Ryan Fox, the New Zealander, makes up the Australasian contingent, a young man that has really been building over the last few years since turning professional. He's 30 years of age now. He's not exactly one of the youngsters, but I think he's really still building towards the elite of the game. And it'll be very interesting to see how he handles this golf course. He's a very aggressive player, so whether that style of golf is going to be suited to Bellarive Country Club remains to be seen. So that's it. That's the lineup of the more fancy chances, the lineup of the Australasians. Good luck this week with your investments. Bet responsibly. This is Bruce Young.